Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Amanda Jane Duncan grew up on a grain and cattle farm near Weyburn, Saskatchewan, where the local country station played all day long. In high school, she took all that music that inspired her and focused on singing, playing piano and guitar, and writing her own songs. Her self-titled debut album was released in late 2010 and features the new single at radio called Lilacs. It's my pleasure to welcome Amanda Jane Duncan to the show. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here. I am doing just wonderful, and I'm especially excited because it's my first online radio show, so what a privilege. I'm pleased to be here.
Very cool. Well, it's great to have you here, and we've got a lot to cover, and, of course, a couple of songs we're going to play of yours. So you're still there in Weyburn, Saskatchewan, not on the family farm, but close by?
I'm living in town now. I've lived in Regina, which is about an hour away from here, and have moved back to Weyburn, and we're in town now. I wish I was on the farm, but I'm in town.
Terrific. Well, you grew up, as I mentioned, on the grain and cattle farm, and also you're the youngest of 9 siblings. What is that like?
It's a lot of work. Just trying to remember everybody's names,
right.
And pretty much everyone has kids now except my one brother and I. So I lose track. I think there's 24 nieces and nephews that I have. So it's crazy.
Now, is there anyone
lots
else?
Of fun.
Yeah, I bet. Is any of the other 8 of your siblings musical at all? Do they sing? Do they perform?
I have a brother that used to play drums in the band, and my sisters, they like to sing as well, but I had one brother that wrote some music and does a lot of singing, not professionally, but one of my other brothers is in a band, not a country band, but he's in a band as well.
Ah, very cool. Now, you mentioned in your bio, and as I was reading there, about the country station, it was the one that you got at your place, and it was the one that played in the kitchen all day long. So growing up, you heard a lot of different country artists singing.
I did. And it was such a, I think that's a fairly common thing for people to have out on the farm, just like the radio playing all day. I know my husband, he likes to have just music playing in the house all day long because he grew up the same way. But I did hear from so many country artists, and of course they influenced who I am today.
Who are some of those? Can you drop a couple of names, Amanda, some of your favorites that inspired you along the way?
Well, definitely my absolute favorite would be Faith Hill. I love her song selection, and her singing is so beautiful. I love Martina McBride and Reba McEntire, of course. Who doesn't like Reba McEntire? I'd say those would be my main influences. And Garth Brooks. Got to throw Garth Brooks in there, too.
Good old Garth, who caught everybody up in country music in the 90s, right, with not only his music, but when people saw the concerts on TV, NBC aired them back in the early 90s, and that just took him to a whole other level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you recall, Amanda, when you first not only started singing, but when you wrote your first song?
Well, I kind of grew up, I was in conservatory on the piano, and so I was learning to play the piano, and I'd write a few little songs for my classes that I took, and I remember I wrote this one called Rocking Horse, and it was just on the piano. But then, I wouldn't be able to, let you know how that goes or anything. But
okay.
I do remember in high school, I wrote my first song that I performed, and it was called Prairie Girl. And it was just about growing up on the farm and going away and coming back home for a visit. So that one I remember so well because it's a cute little country song. So
yeah, that sounds great. And the self-titled debut album that you have out now, there's 7 songs on it. And from what I understand, you wrote basically all of them. I think there's one that you co-wrote.
Yes, I did. I co-wrote How to Break a Heart with Cal Hurd. He's another Saskatchewan country music artist out of Saskatoon. And his wife is actually, she has a media business. And I went to his house to visit with her one day. She was going to be working on my website and saw Cal. And he said, we should try to write a song today. So he had this song title, How to Break a Heart, and we sat down, and I basically came up with the rest on the drive home, had to stop, pull over on the side of the road, and then write everything down, and then got in touch with him, and we finished the song. So it was lots of fun.
That's the tricky part about, I know a lot of artists will write as they drive, just the process of it does something to the, I guess, subconscious and as you're thinking and writing, but you've always got to pull over, right, to write it safely.
Well, yeah, you should, or I know some people, they carry the little voice recorders with them, which is a great idea. I should really do that. But yeah, that's really common. I hear that quite a bit, that people just write in their head while they're driving. Lots of free time, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Something about the process of driving, I guess, the way we can focus, and something about our minds, I don't know. There's different, and there's other places, too. Do you have other places or times of the day that ideas seem to hit you better than others?
Usually when I'm trying to fall asleep at night, which isn't a good thing. Some nights I won't get a lot of sleep because I have to get up every few minutes to write a lyric down, but that's always fun.
For sure.
I don't know. I do just kind of write throughout the day whenever the mood strikes me. And then, of course, when you meet with people to write, then that's a set time and you know, sit down with them and try to write a song. But kind of whenever the mood strikes me.
Now, what are the advantages and if there are any, maybe not disadvantages, but any drawbacks to co-writing? Because there's give and take involved in that, right?
Yeah. What I have found in my experience is I like when people have an idea and they kind of bring that to the table and then we can work on that idea. But then there's some people that just like to get together and not really have an idea and just start talking and then come up with something on the spot.
Right.
I find that a little more difficult myself, but it's definitely a different process, but I really like to think about things a lot over in my head. Sometimes it'll take me like a year to write one song, so it's, I don't know. I like all aspects of it, though.
Yeah, it keeps it fresh to approach it from different ways, for sure. Now, the song Lilacs, which is your current radio single, and it's on your self-titled debut album, can you tell us about the inspiration behind this one?
Well, I would have to say, on the farm again, we had a big row of lilac bushes growing up, and I love them so much. I would pick them and fill my room with them, and our house would smell to high heaven, and my mom would complain, but they were my favorite flower, so I filled my room with them. And I love the flowers. And it's also a song about first love. And I fell in love with my high school sweetheart. So he was always coming out to visit me on the farm. And there was lilacs. And it was springtime. And love was in the air. And I wanted to write a happy memory song. So that's where that one came from.
Very cool. Well, let's share it now. She's on the line with us from Weyburn, Saskatchewan. This is Amanda Jane Duncan and Lilacs on In the Country.
Thank you. remember those
Saskatchewan country artist Amanda Jane Duncan. That is her brand new radio single called Lilacs from her self-titled debut album. And her website is AmandaJaneDuncan.com. You can head there and listen to samples of music. And also, I believe, Amanda, from there they can order the CD?
I actually don't have it set up on my website, but it is on iTunes if anyone's
Perfect.
Interested. Yeah,
good,
yeah,
good.
They can get it there. Yeah.
Through iTunes. Terrific. Now, what was it like being in the studio recording these songs with your producer, Brad Prosco? What was that experience like? Obviously, you performed a lot live, but going in and actually laying down the tracks and the vocals.
Oh, it was an absolute dream come true. You know, I've wanted to do this ever since I was a little girl, and I just thought, I am living my dream. This is totally awesome. And I was so excited. And Brad was so good. He really knew I was new at the recording aspect, and so it was all going to be new and fresh to me, and he really helped me out. I got just some amazing musicians to play on my first CD as well. Yeah, really exciting. Murray Pulver of Buck Walker was played some guitar as well. Yeah, he's great. He's so nice. And I had Jan Arden's producer and guitar player, Russell Broom, as well.
Whoa.
And the funny thing is, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, because my tracks had actually just been sent to Calgary where he was at, and
right.
then he sent them back. So there's actually quite a few people that I haven't even met that played on my record, but I'd like to meet them someday.
That's pretty cool. You meet them and introduce yourself. You played on my album.
Yeah. That's where I know you from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's great. Is there anything you had to learn in the studio, or just anything you went through that got you comfortable with that experience of singing in that atmosphere?
I had to learn to really think about, you know, how my vocals were. I had to control my vocals and think, okay, so this part here would sound best if I was just, you know, not singing vibrato. And that was hard to think of it that way, because I'd always just, you know, sang whatever I wanted to sing when I wanted to sing it, but necessarily,
right.
That's not necessarily how good it should sound when you want to put it on a record. So, yeah, that'd be the biggest thing I had to learn, I think.
Yeah, because a record's permanent. I mean, I guess if you sing it live, that's one thing, but now you're actually putting it down for good, so you want to make sure it's perfect, right? And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so there's the studio now. Now, the live performances, you've showcased at the Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards Weekend, Craven Country Jamboree, and Gateway Festival. What is it like when you're up in front of the crowd and performing your music?
Oh, I just, it's a thrill. It's so much fun, and I hope to be doing more of that, actually. Right now, I'm kind of just focusing on my single, and
yep.
I have a few shows lined up this summer, and I haven't actually toured with my album. Perhaps this fall I will be doing some of that, and I just look forward to getting my songs out to people. And I'm not to the point where the people know my songs quite as much, so you really have to try to work it to connect with people when they don't know your songs, and so that's a definite
right.
learning experience, but so much fun.
And you've got Lauren Tutte helping you out with that, with the radio tracking and other stuff, right? Getting your name out there?
Yes. Yes, she's a great help, and she's wonderful, and she's really doing a great job for me.
Now, there's a quote from you that talking about your music as a soundtrack for people who live in the country or people who just dream of living in the country. How do you think country music specifically is a soundtrack to all our lives?
Well, you know, I just think that people have their moods, and some days they're going to be down in the dumps, so they might want a song to cheer them up. Or if they're like me, when you're down in the dumps, you kind of like feeling blue for a little while, so you want something that makes you a little angry, and then, you know, maybe tomorrow you'll feel a little bit better. But I just think that's something that everybody experiences, and country music is about, for me, in my writing, it's just about everyday life, and so I think that would relate, the music would relate to how people just live their everyday lives. There's a
for
little
sure.
bit,
yeah,
a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah, everything for everybody and every kind of mood, as you said, that they're in. And sometimes it's a form of therapy if we're going through a bad time. As you said, sometimes you want to indulge in that and let the music sort of be the same. And sometimes you want it to go the opposite way and lift you out of that.
Yes, yes.
Very cool. That's so great about country music. Well, let's turn to the song you talked earlier about writing with Cal Hurd, a great fellow Saskatchewan artist and songwriter. Tell us about How to Break a Heart, Amanda.
Well, yeah, like I said before, Cal had this title, How to Break a Heart, and we thought, oh, there's got to be a song in this somewhere. So we sat down and we came up with the first line. What's the first line in my song? You thought I'd never heard of Maple Grove. And, you know, this woman is just on her way to, say, her friend's house, and she sees her boyfriend's car parked in the house's driveway beside that house, and she sees him, you know, kind of what's going on here. And so obviously something is going on, but it's not
right.
good. So, and then she wants to get a little bit vindictive and kind of do the same thing, make him feel the same way. But, and I should just say that I'm in a very happy relationship, so I'm not really sure where all these angry songs come from. Cause I don't know.
Right.
I need to live vicariously through my songwriting, I guess, cause it just allows me to be very, very creative and just write whatever. No holds barred. I just, you know, write a little bit of everything.
That's just it, because you know, you've written a sad song or a song about cheating in this case, it's, you know, it's not always a reflection of our own lives, is it? It's a creative outlet, as you say, and you could write about anything, and it doesn't necessarily reflect to your own life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. definitely true for some of the songs on my album. I just draw from other people's relationships, and I know when I first started writing and I'd come out with these songs, my friends would be like, "Oh, Amanda, what are you going through?" And I'd say, It's not about me. It's just, you know, somebody else. I'm just writing this song."
Yeah, you're channeling other emotions and friends and stuff. Otherwise, if you're just writing happy songs, that would get kind of boring after a while too.
Yeah, it would. It would. I like those, you know, ballad heart kind of songs myself, so.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's share the song now. This is Amanda Jane Duncan. She's joining us on the line from Saskatchewan, and this is How to Break a Heart in the Country. There's a great song from Amanda Jane Duncan here on In the Country and How to Break a Heart, and definitely a departure from the happy love songs there, right, Amanda?
Absolutely.
I'm hearing a bit of Miranda Lambert in that song.
Good. She's, I love her material. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, there's definitely a sound of that in there. What about her song, The House That Built Me? Isn't that a great story song?
Oh, that's beautiful. I cry every time I listen to that one.
I know.
I can't help it.
Joe, it's so moving. Do you have favorite cover songs of those, whether it's some of your heroes like Reba or Martina or anyone you like to cover in particular?
Well, I've covered some of Miranda's, Martina McBride. Oh, just a little bit of everyone probably over the years, though. I kind of base it more on the song rather than the artist
right.
and, you know, how I can sing it kind of thing. But, yeah, there's a few.
Very cool. What about duet partners? I often ask artists this. Is there anyone who comes to mind, Amanda, that for a future project, if you could record a duet with, someone come to mind, whether it's even a big star or even just somebody else?
Oh, well, I actually have done a duet with Cal Herd, my co-writer. It was for someone's wedding, and we recorded a song. Yeah, but if we're talking about big stars, I'm a big Jason Aldean fan, and I know he just did a duet with someone else, but if he's looking to do another one someday, I would love to do one with him.
Yeah, that was a great song you did with Kelly Clarkson,
yeah.
Don't You Want to Stay?
Yes.
So that kind of duet, eh?
Yeah, you know, or like, you know, the old kind of, you know, Dolly and Kenny kind of thing would be all right, too. Yep.
Right on. That's a great choice. What about favorite concerts? We talked about your performances and stuff, but is there a concert that you've been to that's left quite an impression on you?
Last summer I got to see Martina McBride perform at Craven Country Jamboree here in Saskatchewan, and that was amazing. It was just so cool because she's one of my favorite artists. And, I think there was probably lots of tears involved for me just listening to her sing the songs. And I would love to meet her someday, too. Yeah.
It's amazing. She's one of those, and same with Reba, that's got the songs like Anyway and even Independence Day, Concrete Angel, that really move people, right? They're not just all fun songs. They're touching songs.
Yes. I love those. I love those songs.
And just as we're getting set to wrap up here, Amanda, we've got you on the line from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, having a great time for this half hour. What are your goals for 2011, your musical goals? What is sort of maybe one thing you hope to accomplish this year?
Well, I'm actually going down to Nashville in July to do some showcasing and do some more writing. So I'm just hoping to get involved with some really good people down there when I go. I think I would be really happy with that. And just to get things moving along with me would be a big goal. Big goal reached for me, just that in itself.
That is terrific. Well, the self-titled debut album is great, and we've shared a couple of those songs here, and our listeners can find out more about you and listen more at AmandaJaneDuncan.com. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Amanda. Hope you have a terrific year, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Dave. I had so much fun.
Awesome. It's been my pleasure. My guest today has been Amanda Jane Duncan, on the line with us from Weyburn, Saskatchewan. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.